We heard Kelly mention the city of Homs, that's Syria's third largest city and a center of the uprising. It suffered the heaviest casualties since the rebellion began this spring. Human Rights Watch estimates that close to 600 people were killed by Syrian forces in Homs from April to August, and hundreds more have died since. I'm joined now by a medical technician in Homs. He's part of an underground team trying to treat wounded protesters. He goes by the pseudonym Abu Rami out of security concerns. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
And can you tell us what you have seen in Homs this week?
It's another bloody day here in Syria, especially in Al-Bayad, the neighborhood, which been stormed in the early morning by the security forces and Shabiha. This area is under shelling for the 5 days in a row. Today I have 15 merciless names. 15 people were killed under the shooting by the security forces.
Just describe, if you can, I know you've been basically trapped inside because of the fighting. Can you describe anything that you've been able to see, maybe out your window if you have one?
I'm hiding inside a house where is in the middle of how many houses also. Maybe our protesters are gathering together here, and we just hear from time to time sounds of bombing, sound of shooting. We can't go on outside and etc. You know. As I'm working with the medical group, we can't reach to these casualties because everyone of us is targeted by these forces and by snipers, which are spreading on the roofs of the buildings.
So what accounts for the change now? Are there very many more government forces and snipers in the city that are keeping you from getting out to do the medical work you're trying to do?
Yes. We've 5 days ago in Baba Amr area, we created a small hospital to rescue these people, those injured. But 5 days ago, the security forces attacked us and destroyed the hospital and its equipments, and arrested about 50 people injured, 50 casualties, arrested them, and also kidnapped about four doctors, a friend of us, and took them to an unknown area.
Those doctors you mentioned who were kidnapped, has there been any word of them since?
No, we didn't hear anything about them since 5 days ago until now, and we are very worried about them.
Abu Rami, do you have family there in Homs?
Yes, I have family, yes. And I was out of my home 3 days ago. I can't go back to my home because it's surrounded, the area where I live, surrounded by security forces. So I am afraid to be arrested or to be killed, you know.
As far as you know, are your family members safe?
Yes, they are safe. They are still in their house, and I'm checking them when I find the right way to go inside this area by hiding, by any necessary way. I will rescue my life and go to my family, you know, my father and dad and my brother and sisters, everything.
Well, Abu Rami, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for you.
Abu Rami, that's a pseudonym, is a medical technician in the Syrian city of Homs.